AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. With Robert Mueller's Russia report due to be released at any moment, President Trump has been intensifying efforts to discredit it.
There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. Everybody knows it. It's all a big hoax. I call it the witch hunt. It's all a big hoax.
Before leaving the White House for Florida, the president said it's up to Attorney General William Barr how much of the report will be made public. Earlier, the president spoke to Fox Business Channel.
I have a deputy appoints a man to write a report on me to make a determination on my presidency. People will not stand for it.
The Trump administration is hitting Iran with new sanctions. 31 scientists, technicians, and companies are being targeted. Meantime, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is denouncing Iran's growing influence on a visit to Lebanon. General Motors is announcing plans to add 400 jobs and build a new electric vehicle at a factory north of Detroit. This is CEO Mary Barra.
GM is absolutely committed to investing in and growing good-paying manufacturing jobs in the United States.
The moves come after last weekend's string of tweets by President Trump condemning GM for shutting its small car factory in Lordstown, Ohio, outside of Youngstown. Indonesia wants to cancel a multi-billion-dollar order for 49 of Boeing's 737 MAX 8 jets, citing a loss of confidence after two deadly crashes in the past 6 months. Two American service members were killed during an operation in Afghanistan, bringing the number of U.S. soldiers killed there to 4 so far this year. Prosecutors in the Netherlands say the suspect has confessed to the tram shootings that killed 3 people. The motive is still under investigation. Home sales soared more than 11% in February, aided by accelerating wages and falling mortgage rates that are improving homeowner affordability. This is AP Radio News. A new artificial intelligence-powered smart bin is being tested at IKEA restaurant kitchens in Britain and Ireland. Winnow Vision looks like a waste bin with a screen over it. Mark Zornis is the company's CEO.
We take photos of the food as it's being thrown away. We have a system that automatically identifies what that product is, putting a cost to that product, and giving information back to the kitchen staff, which ultimately helps them cut food waste in half.
All that information is stored.
And then over time, we will then capture the cost of that food, feed that back to the staff, and actually feed that into the kitchen to help them drive change.
Food waste is a mounting global problem. Hege Sæbjørnsen with IKEA says the tests have been successful.
We've actually had a 50% reduction in food value, and actually our co-workers are super proud. They are feeling that they can be more effective in their day-to-day job.
IKEA wants to cut food waste in half across all of its operations by next year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.